So, in this setting, the degenerate situation in Nikvas of the Mashiach, as we spoke last week, we have to be mechazik ourselves. The Rabbeinu Shlomo was very nice to us. He placed us in homes where we are taught Torah and Yiras Shamayim. We go to the yeshiva. Unfortunately, most of the Klal Yisrael now doesn't have this privilege. They don't know anything about Yiddishkeit. The whole weight is on us. The Rabbeinu Shlomo looks on us the way we, what our behavior is, how we strengthen our emuna, how we fight off the Yetzer Haras, which the new Yetzer Haras, the technological Yetzer Haras, today's Yetzer Haras high tech. He isn't like the old Yetzer Haras of our fathers and great and grandfathers. It's with guns and kayach, and we have a Mayadika Achrayas, that we are the stand, we are the bearers of the Emuna, and we have to pass it down the Davis. And as we spoke about this last week, that's what Pesach is all about. Pesach is Emuna. The Matzah is Meichadem Himnusa. And we told a story of Pesach. The Inyan of Pesach is as we spoke about this in the beginning of the Zman, we have a Messiah, a heritage, which is not paralleled. Nobody, no other faith has that. Something which millions of Yidden saw. We saw Yetzias Mitzrayim, which culminated in Matan Torah. It was a 50-day period from Makkos Bechiras to Matan Torah that Rabbeinu Shlomo appeared to us. We saw him. We saw him by Kriyas Yamsuf. Rabbeinu Shlomo spoke to every individual Yid by Matan Torah, like it says clearly in Chumash. And it was recorded and written down in the Sefer Torah while millions of these Yidden were still alive. And this Sefer Torah was passed down, and wherever Yidden are, they still have the exact same Sefer Torah. There are small little differences in some Sefer Torahs between the Ashkenazim and the Sfardim, but really every Shevet had also tiny little differences in Inyanim that have no bearing on the Halacha. And because we dash in each ice, it could be that one shevet will paskin from an extra vav or an extra yud, a different halacha than a different shevet. Because each shevet has its sha'ar b'shamayim. There are 12 shiurim b'shamayim corresponding to the 12 shvatim. Each shevet is a different midah. It has a different color. Each shevet has its stone on the cheshen of the Kohen Gadol, a different color. Each shevet had a flag, like Rashi says in the Sedra Bamidbar. Ishal digalei bi oisais, al digalei, with the flag. And the flag of each shevet was a specific color. Each shevet has had its color, the same color as its stones on the cheshen. So of course two colors aren't the same. Each shevet is different. That is the beauty of Klal Yisrael. We are multicolorful. We have all different kinds of menhagim and different kinds of mekaymus, but everyone is part of Klal Yisrael, of the 600,000 of the collective of Urishvad. So of course there are different colors. So that's why in certain inyan and the Sfadim are going to paskin different than the Ashkenazim. but only in tiny little particulars, like on a tree. The same tree, which will have the same leaves or the same apples, still one apple is not exactly the same as the other apple. One leaf is not exactly the same as the other leaf, but they really are the same. Same thing as with the different minhag and the different nuscha'is of Klal Yisrael. The Chasam Sofer says, "Shayftem v'shaytem titn lecha b'chal shi'arecha l'shvatecha." It should have said, "Shayftem v'shaytem titn lecha b'chal shvatecha b'shi'arecha." So he explains that which says in Zayah that it's really a pasuk in Yecheskel, at the end of Yecheskel, that each shevet has its sha'ar with what it goes into the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash there were 12 shiurim, and then there was a 13th sha'ar for anybody who doesn't belong in any of these shiurim, like geirim, who doesn't belong to a shevet. So just like in the Beis HaMikdash, each shevet entered through a different sha'ar, like it says at the end of Yecheskel, so the Zayah says that Bashamayim, there's 12 shiurim for each of the shvatim, and the tefillahs go through each one through his sha'ar. Just like by Kriyas Yamsuf also, the Yamsuf split into 12 paths, and each shevet went through each path, its specific path, because each shevet is different, but we're all the same. So therefore each shevet must have its own shevetim, like the Gemara says, because in certain things the halacha might be a little different in one shevet than in the other. I don't want to talk about it, but I'll just say that this is a thing that everybody knows about. There is the difference of opinions about the Erev. Some paskin paskin this way, some paskin paskin this way. So what's the din? The din is everybody paskins like his Rebbe. That's like the Chazayin Ish writes, that our Manas came, we were Mekabo the Torah, that everyone paskins like his Rebbe. And you should be able to understand that the other one has his Rebbe. There's no reason for Mechleikas about this. Mechleikas comes from the Satan. The Chasam Sofer writes, I think I mentioned this to you, in the generation before him, it was a man of Mashiach. There are certain periods when it's very, very shayach that Mashiach should come. The Dayah before the Chasam Sofer had big Gedolim. They had the Neider B'Yehuda, they had the Pnei Yeshua, Rabbi Shul Frankfurter, the Rabbi Yonason, the Yaivetz, Rabbi Yankov Emden. It was such a Dayah day, a Mashiach should have come. And then there was a machlokes between the Gedolim and a certain Indian. And because the Hamein Am started being Mevaza, the Gedolim of the other side, so he says that's what was Mevatel Mashiach. And we have to be careful of these things, especially now, this year, Tavshin Samach. The Satan was very successful in stirring up a machlokes. Ahavai, he shouldn't spoil the chances of this year. Each one has his sha'al. So in small little things, everybody holds that you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. And everybody holds that a neiriv is mutter on Shabbos. The shaila is if in this particular situation a neiriv is applicable or not. So there's a machlokes in the paskin. That belongs to the rabbanim. It doesn't belong to every Tom, Dick and Harry and to the ladies in the butcher shop that they should talk about it. So somebody who is a Yerei Shemayim should keep his mouth closed, not talk a word about it. Anyway, that's what the Chasam Sofer says. Shayftim v'shaytim titn lecha b'chol shi'arecha l'shvatecha. Each shevet has a sha'al. So therefore, in certain tiny little things, there could be a difference between one shevet and another shevet. But not in the general tayag mitzvahs and the perushim of the Torah. We have the tayag mitzvahs of the Torah, and we have the sheva mitzvahs del Rabbanan, and then in addition we have all the gzeiras that Chazal put down, that gzeira don't ride on the horse because you might cut off a twig of a tree or something, to spank the horse, to prod the horse or something like that. So we have every yid has that. whatever says in the Gemara is for every yid, and in tiny little items that could be differences, and the Rebbe wants these differences because each shavit is a different color. They're not the same color. They should have small little differences, but the general Torah is the same, and it passed down, starting off with millions of yidin, and that's our strength. That's our force against all the other false faiths in the world that nobody can match. What we have, a Messiah straight down from Sinai, and from Yitzias Mitzrayim, which ends with Matan Torah. The Torah is based on, the Emun is based on, because the mitzvah of Emun is Anoich Hashem Elokecha Asher Atzeisicha Meyeretz Mitzrayim. The Rabban Yishalem showed us in Eretz Mitzrayim that he does all these nifla'is, and he's in control of the Teva, and the Asara Mamareis of Briyas Ha'olam were reproduced by Yetzias Mitzrayim through the Ten Makas. The Rebbe showed us in each of the Ten Makas, he appeared as in one of the Mamoris of Mayim Sibreishis. We saw Mayim Sibreishis by Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore the mitzvah of Amunah is, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So the Rebbe Yishalem set one day in the year and one chag in the year that is the purpose of that chag is to pass down the Messiah. Talk to the children. Tell them the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And eat matzah, which is emunah, as we talked about this last week. And this is what Pesach is about. V'igadta levincha. Our kayach, our emunah is the Messiah. Pass it down to your children. Don't work. 7 days you don't do no melacha, no melacha at all except Eicha Nefesh and Yom Tov, no melacha of Panas and Chalamayid. These days should be devoted to passing down the Messiah, V'igadta levincha. That Yiddishkeit should be perpetuated. Midoya ledoya emunasei. The emunah should go from one generation to the adoya ledoya emunasei. The emunah should go from one generation to the other generation. And that's what Pesach is. And that's why Pesach is so stringent. As I think I mentioned this last week, there's no kares except by Pesach. Shavuos and Sukkot has no kares. Somebody does a malach on Yom Tov, it's chayiv malchus. But on Pesach, if he eats chametz, it's chayiv kares. Because Pesach binds us to the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's Avraham Avinu's Yom Tov, the reishis of Klal Yisrael. So this is the Emuna, the Yom Tov of Emuna. Now, in our Zman, as I mentioned before, that when the Yetzer Hara, the Malach HaMavis, the Satan sees that Mashiach is about to come, he fights for his life, like a flickering flame in a candle which bursts out in explosions when it's about to go out, because the candle wants to keep on burning. Ner Hashem Nishma Sadam, it's like a neshama. So now the Satan put all his kaiches in. He put all his kaiches in into this generation. And you, Bachrim, you don't know the difference of the Friedrich generations. You're exposed to such nisyainis, Hashem Yishmereinu. We're going to talk about this yet. But that's what this day is all about. So the Rabban Yishalayim told us through the Navi Habakkuk that before Mashiach will come, he says, Yidalach, I want you to concentrate on one mitzvah, the mitzvah that Pesach stands for. Tzadik b'emunasa yichye. That's what the Gemara says. Baruch Habakkuk v'amidan alachas. The Rebbe Yishalayim gave tayag mitzvahs on Har Sinai, the Gemara says in Malchus. And the Nevi'im came and reduced them to smaller numbers until Habakkuk came and said one mitzvah. Baruch Habakkuk v'amidan alachas. The tzaddik b'emunasa yichye. A tzaddik lives with his emunah. Have emunah, then everything will be okay.
It doesn't mean chas v'sharam that we don't have to keep the other ta'ayab mitzvahs. It means that we can't concentrate on everything. Concentrate on one mitzvah. Preserve your emunah. Fight for your emunah. Learn your emunah. Do research in your emunah. Find out from our gedolim. Find out from the sfarim just what emunah is. Don't live emunah like something which he was born with and which you are accustomed to and you are brought up that way like a tradition. Emunah isn't a tradition by Yidden. Emunah is mamish our neshama. Yidden, there were times in the Yiddish history when whole communities, whole cities were maisa nefesh themselves. They had the goyim be mikayim over them skila sreifa herig and chenek, all because of the emunah, and they wouldn't budge. They kept by the emunah. If they would have shmadded themselves elei aleinu, they would have been saved. No, they kept by the emunah. So we gave our forefathers gave their lives for the emunah. It's something that's to us more precious than life. So we have to be familiar with the emunah. We have to know what the emunah is. Learn about the emunah. There was a big tzaddik, one of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. He was called the Ulika from the city of Ulik. So he once was Mekadosh de Levana, and he had Ruach HaKodesh, of course, and he turned around and he said, "I'll tell you, my Talmidim, what I just saw b'Shemayim, what they were megala to me. A neshama has to come to this world and be mekayim the tayag mitzvahs, do what it's supposed to do, and fulfill its mission. And if not, it has to come down again and be megulgal again." And it's the worst thing that can happen to a neshama. A neshama would rather go to Gehenim than come down in Olam Hazeh again, because it's a big risk. It's a big risk. It's a big risk to go down, to come down again. You see that most people fail. Coming down again in this world is like running across Ocean Parkway against a red light. It's a risk. So, but they keep on coming down again. So the neshamis decided, the Yalaka said, to make a demonstration. So they all demonstrated, and they came to the Malach Duma, who is the Memunah. He's in charge of the neshamis b'shamayim, and they said, "It's no use. What does the Rebbe want from us? He keeps on sending us down. And then we spend our 70, 80, 90 years in Olam Hazeh, and we go to the Beis HaKvaris, and we go up again, and they send us down again, we go up again, they send us down again, then we go up again, we send us down again. Mission not accomplished. It's endless. It's no use." So they made a demonstration. What's the tachlis? What do they want from us? So the Maluch said, I can't answer you. I'll send you to my superior." So they went up to the higher Malach and they demonstrated. And he said, "I'll send you up above." They went to the still higher Malach, higher and higher and higher, until the Malach on top of the pyramid told them, "I'll send you to the Rabbeinu Shalom alone. I can't answer you." So they came to the Rabbeinu Shalom and said, "Avinu Shebashmaim, what's the tachlis? We always keep on coming down again. We're not getting places." So he said, "I'll tell you what. You go down again in this world. And if you're going to do a virus, we'll settle. One thing I want you to do, have emunah. Believe. Believe that everything is done with from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But with one condition. The emunah should be of a higher degree, that you shouldn't say, you ever use the word vote. Vote means would have, could have, should have. Like for instance, if if let's say Mr. Pomerantz comes home from shul and he has a business appointment, and he can make a lot of money in this appointment, and he comes home and breakfast isn't ready. So until the wife makes breakfast, he eats a hurried breakfast and he runs to the train, he misses the train and he misses his appointment, and the business deal doesn't go through. So he comes home to his wife and says, "Vote, du mir gegeben Essen in Zeit. If you would have given me breakfast in time, I would have made a lot of money. I missed the appointment." Oh, that means it doesn't have emuna. That's a chesaron on emuna. Why? He should know that if he is going to be successful in this business endeavor or not, is bashgacha pchatis min hashamayim. Every tiny item, that anything that exists in this world, everything is bashgacha pchatis min hashamayim, with individual attention to such a degree that it's mind-boggling. No computer will ever be able to understand the hashgacha of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Like the Baal Shem Tov said, that if a piece of straw falls down from a riding wagon, it's menashemayim bashgacha pratis, which end of the straw, when it falls down, should fall exactly where, and which end of it should be pointing to Mizrach, and which end of it should be pointing to Ma'ariv. Everything is bashgacha pratis menashemayim. There isn't anything that's not exactly the way the Rabbeinu Shel Olam dictated it should be. When I go into the grocery store and I buy a loaf of bread, it's exactly nigzah min hashamayim, which kernels of wheat should go into which loaf of bread and which person should eat it. Everything is bashgacha pratis min hashamayim. So if somebody says, if I would have done this, I should have done this, oh, I could have done this, I would have done this, that already is a blemish in the emunah. That's not called the Emunah Shleima. If you're supposed to be successful in a certain business endeavor, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will control it, that you should be successful there. And if not, you're going to miss the train. And if, or whatever is going to happen. Everything you should know, Kol ma diyavid rachmana letav avid, and say, gam zu letayva. Everything is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is my best friend. There's nobody in the world who cares for me, not my parents, not my grandparents, not my Rebbe. Nobody in the world loves me as much and cares for me as much as the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does. And he provides for me since I was born. He put together a mother and a father for me, and dafke through this specific mother and father I have to be born, dafke in a certain month, dafke in a certain week, in a certain hour, in a certain moment, that it should fit to my mazel bashamayim, because everyone has a star bashamayim, and when it's a shlit of that star, that in a way predicts what's going to happen to him, but the prediction is also with the Hashgacha Pratis of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Why dafke this star? And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has a special tafket, a special mission, a special calling for each individual, and everything that happens in a person's life, everything that happens to a person in a person's day, everything that happens in a person's moment is all bashgacha pratis min hashamayim. So somebody who's a real maimon won't say vote, won't say should have, could have, would have. No, he doesn't say that. He's happy with what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does with him, and he thanks the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for taking care of him and for providing for him in a certain way. You say to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I thank you, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, for being my babysitter. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam takes care of us like a mother takes care of a baby. Kagamul alei ime, kagamul alei nafshi, David HaMelech says. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam takes care of me like a baby in the crib, like a mother takes care of the baby. And more yet. So everything is Bashgach HaPratis Mon HaShemayim. So this is what the Olika told those Yidin that came to demonstrate, that made a demonstration. Go down to the world, don't worry. If you're going to fall through, if you're going to slip up on a banana, if you're going to fall through in a certain mitzvah, I'll overlook it. As long as you don't do it with merida, with shat nefesh, but have emunah. Emunah to the point where you should know that everything is bashkecha pratis min hashemayim. The word vote shouldn't be in your dictionary. You should know that everything is b'emunah shleima. And Pesach, which is the Yom Tov of emunah, should be a time for us for introspection, to look into ourselves. Do I have enough emunah? Is my emunah strong enough? Do I really believe Bashgacha Pchatis Min HaShemayim? The truth is that every Yid really believes, but does in the depth of his heart, but that does that belief surface to the top, that I should consciously know that every step I take, HaMeichin Metzadei Gova, the Eibishter prepares every step that I make, wherever I go, everything that I do, whatever I eat, whatever my panasa comes from, everything is Bashgacha Pratis Min HaShemayim. A Yid who believes in this, firstly, accomplishes what he's supposed to accomplish, and secondly, a Yid who really believes in this and he works on it until he really brings to its shleimus, this emunah, with emunah shleimah, will see the feirish from the Rabbanah Shleilim, that the Rabbanah Shleilim takes care of him. We daven every day, al maidem anachnu lach, al chayenu hamsurim biyadecha. Our life is in your hands, Rabbanah Shleilim. I thank you for being my babysitter. Maidem anachnu lach. And the more a Yid has emunah, the more a Yid, the Rabbanah Shleilim will show him that the emunah. There are many Yidin that can tell you stories how wonderful things happened with them, especially during the war, that they saw Bashgacha Pratis in a wonderful, miraculous way, how they were kept on one nes after the other. They were saved from destruction or from the Nazis or from the bullets or in the war. They see it. They can mamish see it. And if you and somebody who has emunah shleima, the Rabbanah Shleilim will show him, you believe in me, I'll introduce myself to you, and you're going to see Hashgacha Pratis Min HaShemayim in your favor and how I take care of you. And Pesach is the time to concentrate on that and work on that and develop and fortify your emunah. Kosher and Freilich and Pesach. Go to it.